Blog Talk Radio.
Where's all of my praises?
praise is to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I don't care how you're feeling right now. Sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise. Every praise.
And there you have it. I'll always love my mama.
Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. CEO, none other than author Larry Maddox, also the CEO of B-Raw Jewelry. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. And if you don't have yours, you better check them out and get it. You won't be disappointed, trust me. As I said, this is the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. And this evening, we'll be joined by none other than La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle, a.k.a. Well, I'll save that one for a little bit later. Hey, Danielle, what's going on, baby?
I'm good. How you doing, Divine Inspiration? A.K.A. Paul Sampson, A.K.A. Pastor Paulie, A.K.A. Pastor Clinton.
Okay, you want to add the A.K.A. Deaconess?
Oh, Lord. That's going to take some time.
I tried to hold back. I tried. I want to make sure
it's
that y'all heard what I called her. That was a prophetic revelation earlier this evening in a phone call between Danielle and myself. So y'all heard that. Deaconess, how are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. I got to say something, though. I've never, ever seen anyone walking a pig before. And there's a dog park across the street. And I just I've seen pigs before in pens. But I've never seen one on a leash being walked. And I just did. I was sitting here in awe watching this man walk his pig. I think it's called a potbelly pig because of
a potbelly pig.
Yeah, yeah, the way it's shaped.
They're actually really intelligent animals.
I hear.
They're
kind of
neat. You'd be surprised. They're kind of neat. I can understand that. You can be trained to go outside and use the bathroom. They can be housebroken. And they're very intuitive. It's almost like a dog without hair.
Wow. I heard that, and he was showing up walking it. It was listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
It's definitely a head turn, especially in the city. I know in the middle of Philly, you don't see too many pigs walking down the street.
Well, yeah, I've never, okay, never, ever, ever, okay, you just...
I was about to say, the four-legged variety.
Exactly, okay, yeah, I've seen a lot of two-legged ones, but
We're starting trouble.
You're starting trouble.
Tonight's kind of a difficult night. But on the other hand, it's not. I don't know. I'm in a weird space. A different space. I'm not going to say weird because it's kind of enjoyable. As y'all know, I lost my mother 2 years ago. It don't get no easier. But what does get easier is God allowing you to handle it a little bit better. I look at it now more as a blessing that I was blessed with that season of life with her. You know. He didn't have to give me that. He gave me 61 years of that woman in my life. You can't ask for more than that. So instead of worrying about the few years that I have without her, I need to stay focused on all those years that I had with her, which has both
That's exactly what we're supposed to do. Too.
I know I will see her again. So just a little vacay right now, you know what I mean? Makes it a little easier.
Okay.
The only way I can keep
That's
my
all.
Sanity.
See, when
fair.
Absolutely. You know what I call it? When we say farewell to our loved ones, as they ascend into perfect love and that heavenly realm, we are in what I like to call heaven rehab. We're working on ourselves.
Mm. Okay.
Until we complete our steps, you know, and then when we're done here, we've completed our mission or what we were sent here to do. So we're called home. That's how I have to think about it myself, so it doesn't tear me down. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're in heaven rehab right now.
I can go along with that.
Okay.
You know, for y'all listening in, if you're on the chat rooms or anything like that, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. And before we go any further into the program, we cannot really, really begin a program until we have the program set upon the right track. And by doing that, we take it to the throne. So, Danielle, I'm going to give you the choice. Would you rather do the opening prayer or the closing prayer? Or none of these?
I guess I'll try. I'm not good with the prayers out loud, but I'll give it a try this evening. Okay. As y'all say, would you join me at the throne? Heavenly Father, Creator of all life, I ask that you come and bless everyone on this call, the host, the callers, the poets, and everyone that's going through something, dealing with something. We all have suffered a loss of something and someone. I ask that you send us health and strength and togetherness so we can keep ourselves together. And just continue to watch over us. Keep us covered in your highest white light. Spread your wings around us and protect us from those that would see wrong done to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. You know, it's so important that we cover one another with prayer. Yes, we can pray for ourselves, and that is pray for ourselves. But there's something, for myself anyway, I guess extra empowering when I know that others are praying for me as well.
Oh,
and I know the ones that are praying. You can't have everybody pray over you or for you. Now, let's not get that twisted. Because there's some people out there that dress in sheep's clothing.
They pray for you.
Praying over you. Yeah.
That's right.
You have to be discerning when you allow someone to pray for you or even to pray with you.
Absolutely.
And you have to learn
how
to, for those like that you can flip the script and you pray for them and block their mess with the blood. But that's a whole other stuff.
Y'all covered. I keep everybody in the light. You know, everybody. When he blessed me with light, and I know he did, so I send it out to everybody. So y'all covered. Y'all good. He told me.
Okay. We ain't scared. We got something. We got a reason for not being scared. Come on with it.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's good. We here to have a praise party and celebrate motherhood. I have a question for you before we open the mics, though, Danielle.
Yeah.
Thinking of what we were discussing earlier, what is the greatest part of motherhood for you right now?
The greatest part of motherhood was, okay, so I got a little backstory, all right? I had a lot of miscarriages before I had my first child, okay? So my first successful pregnancy, I was horrified throughout the whole pregnancy because of my experiences and, you know, not being able to carry full time. So it wasn't a reality for me that I was actually going to bring life forth until I was in labor. And when my baby girl finally got here, that right there, that was the greatest for me. And each time after, because I bear two more afterwards, I was blessed. So each time
you know what
I get to see their eyes. I ain't finished. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Each time I got to see their eyes, I knew that I was looking at heaven right there. And now,
wow.
I got to tell you, the greatest part is the beautiful, beautiful bundle of joy that I've been in. I've had the pleasure of holding in my arms the past few days and looking in his eyes. There, my grandson, right there.
Okay. You got it in there. I just knew you were
there.
Yeah,
you
were. The
greatest
part of motherhood is grandmother. Is grandmotherhood.
Yes. But see, I got through the toughest hood. The toughest hood is motherhood, okay? It ain't no tougher hood than there, than motherhood and fatherhood. But the best, for the greatest part of this all is grandmotherhood, yes. Because it's a whole different level of joy and love that you experience. And I'm so grateful.
Absolutely. My daughter wasn't able to have any children of her own. But she was in a relationship for quite some time with somebody, and they had, that person had 8 kids. And over the years, they became like, my kids, you know how I love the children anyway. So,
absolutely.
I can only imagine the love that I feel. Cause some of them I was there when they were born.
Oh wow, awesome!
You know, it's, so I know they're not mine, but I know how they just kind of. I had no choice about the matter. They just kind of kicked the door open to my heart and slammed it shut. Said, "We're here to stay." You know? And,
I understand.
It's a beautiful feeling. So I can only imagine how much more powerful that feeling would be when it comes from your loins.
Oh man!
You know, this is the substance of your lineage. You know. Your kids,
yes.
The ones that you created and brought into the world, and now they're making their own creations because of your creation. Ooh.
Yes.
It's got to be awesome.
Yes.
You know?
It is. It is indescribable, actually. I can't even, just the feeling inside, man. I'm telling you. You're going to get me emotional.
Okay, well. Before we do that, before all that happens, you got a piece for us for tonight?
I got something. It was actually 2 pieces I blended together to make one because I just figured they were just too short. Okay. So, you know.
Okay.
It's something. It's something.
Ain't nothing wrong with fusion.
Okay. All right.
The mic is yours, queen.
Thank you. This is called The Gift of Experience. Though I've been facing hardship, heartbreak, and tragedies, dealt with envious, jealous, and devious hearts, worst of all, my downfalls, still rise above it all with peaceful joy in my heart as an untamed wild spirit that continues to illuminate. Roof over our heads, food to fill our bellies, water to cleanse and replenish, and heat for warmth. All the basic essentials. And I bear 3 beautiful fruit, my greatest gift given. 3 healthy pains in the butt, but still they are my beautiful children. Good friends, bad friends, chosen and unchosen family. All of this love and wisdom sent from the universe to little old me. Though I'm just a speck in the Creator's design, I still see the good in the light of love through all I've experienced. And I will remain eternally grateful and thankful. So here's my letter to you. dear great honored spirit and giver of all life, I know you are the creator of all things great and small. You are the forever forgiving one with unwavering, unconditional love and kindness. The only one with eternally open and welcoming arms and hands waiting for us to reach out to you. The one with eyes that never see us as unworthy, even though we know we are. Our divine covering of the highest white light. I remain wide-eyed and curious, so I faithfully bow my head and converse with my heart to ensure a clear path for my prayers to get to you daily, because you keep your word. Thank you. Sincerely yours, grateful. And that's that piece.
And you know, that was so well done. You couldn't tell that there were two pieces fused together. That flowed together as one piece that kind of culminated in a portion of the piece where you spoke about your experiences, and yet through it all, you still see the light. I like that because we all go through experiences in life. Life is nothing but experiences. Mm-hmm. And we have the choice as to what we allow to guide us through life, light in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
And they're both there. And they both glitter. You know, they both look very good choices. Very good choices.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that just is the illusion.
Yep.
But you chose the right one. You still see the light. And it's encouraging. That right there is so encouraging because the news you listen to, the things that you experience in life can just really put you in a really negative space. And your actions, your thought, everything, it can just really ruin things for you. But when you keep your focus on the light, when you keep your focus on God, no matter how dim things look, no matter how dismal they may be, that light is your comfort. That's that beacon. You know, that's home base.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Thank you
for that,
Danielle.
Thank you. If He keeps an eye on us and stays focused on us, and you know, because some of us don't know, if you know that that is your covering, that is your best protection, why turn away from it?
Yeah. It's kind of a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. You know man just like I know man.
Mm-hmm.
Most times it seems for whatever reason, we seem to do the things that we know we're not supposed to for some reason, whatever reason. There's something about that lures us to that. Unless we're rooted in, we get that wake-up call, you know. So that's why it's so important to pray for one another, to keep us rooted. Because it's
absolutely
so easy to be slip off the path.
Absolutely.
We are our brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Thank
now,
you. That is a beautiful piece, though.
Divine inspiration.
I don't know if you remember. Yes, ma'am.
I know you brought something for us. We don't even want to hear that you didn't. You can't find nothing because you got an arsenal. You got an arsenal.
I know you ain't talking about arsenals. You probably got as many poems as you have. Look, you probably have as many poems as you have knitted items or crocheted items.
This ain't about me. This ain't about me. Right, man?
You took lessons from Van, didn't you? You took lessons from Van.
I paid attention just a little bit. We want to know. We are curious. We want to know, what did you bring to bless our ears this night?
I did happen to have something that I finished yesterday morning. And this one is for my mama, for Mother's Day. So
Mike,
I'm honored to share it with you guys. Thank you. piece is called My Friend. These days, people use certain power-filled words too easily, too frivolously, too meaninglessly. And the true depth of these words become watered down, haphazardly thrown around, being cheapened and cast into a place where soon their true meanings will no longer be found. Words like love, loyalty, and friend, all of which are unconditional traits that no matter what will remain with me until my end. The blessing is that despite the many times I went astray, the countless times I let you down, never once throughout all of that was your love never found, unconditionally over the course of my life. Your love would ever resound. There had never been a time that I can remember when you didn't have my back. Right, wrong, or indifferent, whether I liked it or not, you were there with wisdom and experience that, praise God, kept me on track. You're loyal to me, not merely when advantageous, but at all times, your loyalty was never without lack. A loyalty that at times I failed to give back. See, there have been many people who over the years have in some ways touched my heart, but never, ever in all my travels and trials and experiences have I found, besides from God himself, anyone who made me feel special from the very start. The only person besides God himself told me what I really needed to know, not what I wanted to hear. And that type of love and loyalty can only come from and exemplify what it is to truly be called my friend. Happy Heavenly Mother's Day, Mom. I miss you each and every day. And yet, even in this, I feel your presence, and I know that in my life, God and you are here to stay. I love you.
You know what? It's something about a mother's love. Our love is unwavering. It can't be changed. It can't be moved away from our children and who we care for, who we nurture. It's just something. We are always on your side, always, regardless of whether you show your butt or you are, you know, just a great person, not cutting up out there. We still love you just the same. As a matter of fact, we love even harder when you're out there cutting up. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
It's something about that mother's love. I know, because sometimes, you know, kids can be buttheads. And it's just something that kicks in naturally where our love strengthens when you're out there doing what you're doing. I know, because I got three in May. They've taken me through some changes from time to time.
Oh.
But it never changes. If anything, it strengthens me. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a beautiful inspiration for that piece.
I know that's right.
But those of you that don't know, although I don't believe there is anybody that knows me that don't know, I'm a mama's boy and proud of it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Huh?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh.
You heard what I said. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
I know there ain't nothing wrong with that. Somebody over there.
I will argue you down about that. Try to tell me there's something wrong with it. You know how I am, right? Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. That
okay.
is an argument you will never, ever win. All right.
I know, that's right. You can't, not on that. On that, that's one of those things where you might want to pick your battles, because that's one you're not going to win.
Honey, you will not win that war. I am a conqueror when it comes down to mine. Okay? I'm trying to tell you.
Well, we're going to open up to Mike for our first caller. Hailing from the great state of Texas, we have none other than, I believe, Amelia T. Davis. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory.
If it really wasn't me, it could have been anybody, but you gambled on that. Good evening, King. Blessings.
God bless you. You see, I meant to mention this earlier. If everyone would keep my partner, Praise Van Meadows, in prayer, he's in the midst of a family tragedy. He needs your prayers. We don't need to know specifics because we know a God that's a way maker. So we need to just keep him up in prayer, if you all would. I'm sorry, Amelia. We cut you off like that, but that just popped into my head that we need to hold my brother up. But happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and I most certainly will keep him in prayer.
Thank you. So I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked Danielle, or something similar to what I asked Danielle. But as I was saying, Van's not here, and Danielle's going to hang out with me and be as my partner in praise for this evening. But I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked you. What was your greatest moment of motherhood?
Very similar to hers. My son was born, it had to have been like the best day of my entire life. I wasn't supposed to be able to have children, long story. And actually, his birth had complications as well, so that he was born healthy and everything was fine. And I had my son. It was just the most amazing moment in my entire life. And then watching him grow and pouring education into him and was truly a blessing.
Yeah, I know the pride and the joy that goes along with fatherhood. But sometimes when I hear women really speak about their experiences with giving birth, and sometimes the look of joy on their faces when they talk about the pain that they went through with childbirth or through the labor process, it's just amazing to me. You know? Not saying that I want to ever trade places and actually give birth. No, y'all got that. You're going to have it. Thank you very much for doing that. I pass off to you and all that good stuff because I don't want to. Never know where, no how. But I almost envy the experience that you mothers go through in the process of giving birth and creating new life, bringing new life into existence. It's a humbling thing. You have no idea of the honor of your, or maybe you do, the honor of your status. And I don't want women to forget that. So often females get caught up in what knucklehead males try to mold them into. And they lose focus on just how high of a status they hold, how important they are, how valuable they are, how honorable they are. So I just like to throw that out there. Don't forget and don't settle and allow anybody to bring you down from your status as queens, queen mother. And with that being said, my lady, do you have a piece for us tonight?
I do, and I want to thank you for those comments. That's very wonderful of you to express that. I appreciate it. So, like you, I lost my mother, but it's been now 20 years since she passed.
Mm.
But with that said, I'm going to do Dearest Mumsy, which was the first poem I wrote on her. I've done a few since then, but I'm going to go back in time and do the first piece I ever wrote. And it's called Dearest Mumsy, M-U-M-Z-I-E.
Okay, thank you. The mic is yours, Queen.
Mumsy, that was your special name I made up for you. You thought that mom or mama or even mommy was too simple for you. So ask for a special name. There it is. I've been looking at the photo of you and Auntie and Nana. You are all again joined in heaven. I love the photo of you with the roses in your mouth being silly. It was my birthday, and you were a little tipsy. It was so funny how you would tell everybody you were drunk every time you had more than one drink. What memory I love the most is when we used to walk through Golden Gate Park, making up stories as we went along. They always began with, Mimi and Mommy are walking through the park when. Every story would go from there. You saw I had an imagination then and worked at bringing it out. I wonder if you were alive today, what would you say about my poetry? I miss you so. Gone so many years now, your presence is sorely missed. You saw so much pain, so many tears shed, yet you persevered. Your enduring spirit gave all hope. Gone is your quiet strength. You were the one person I could trust in life. Shared all my hopes and dreams with you daily. Such a loss to no longer have that. You gave me a loving guidance in my life with your special type of wisdom. You had your negatives. It taught me to forgive. Your love, I never doubted. Rest in peace, Mumsy. I know you are with Jesus now. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, in peace.
I can imagine Mumsy is sitting up there smiling right now at that, and probably every time that you do that piece. It was a beautiful tribute to who I imagine was a beautiful woman. But that's actually,
thank you.
And that's an easy statement to make, because I don't think there is such a thing as a bad mama. There's some that make bad choices at times and whatever, whatever. But the fact that they gave us life gives them a lifelong pass in my book. So that's our key. And I'm sure she is grateful for those words as well, Amelia.
I appreciate that. My auntie, she would have been, screaming with elation at my poetry, being on the radio and all of that. That would have just, blown her away. But my mom was a little more serious, a little more, withdrawn. So, yeah, I do kind of wonder, what would she have said? But I'm sure that she's proud, and, you know, she, like I said, she's up there having a good old time. And one day I'll see her again, I pray.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a time when you'll be able to do it for her live.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Much love. One love, one mic. Continued success.
One love, one mic. Thank you. God bless you, Amelia. All right. I got a question for you, Danielle.
What's that?
My question to you is, I got mine. Did you get yours? I'm talking about
yours. I always got mine.
Jewelry.
Always got mine. I got mine on right now.
Okay. I know that's right. In case y'all wonder what we're talking about, Danielle, fill in. What are we talking about?
Oh, y'all need to check out these raw links we're talking about. These beautiful, wonderful stones and precious metals designed by Raw Links, none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, the CEO of Epiphany Radio and the CEO of Raw Links. And y'all can check them out over there on Facebook at Raw Links, Be Raw on Facebook and on Amazon. So y'all, come on, get y'all some Raw Links, man. They're beautiful. They give off beautiful, wonderful energy. They're very healing as well.
There you go. I got mine. You better get yours. In fact, I got several of mine. Danielle, I'm ready to put him on my taxes as a dependent. You know.
Okay.
He has another one of those I gotta have it pieces, you know. I'm getting ready to send him some money Wednesday for another set. That dragon vein joint, I gotta have it.
I know, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Yep.
Beautiful.
I'll be going pretty soon.
Yeah, he done emptied my account a couple of times.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about. I'm getting him up for a job though as a model. Maybe I can get mine for free. You
hey,
know, cause,
I hear that.
It's worth a try. Let me stop running my mouth because we have somebody with their hands raised up hailing from a 219 area code. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have? Hello? 219, are you muted? Hola. Bonjour.
You must be muted.
Guten Nacht. Well, I stopped my load. I've tried every language I know.
Lord.
You must be muted. I tried Spanish, French, English, and German. Okay. I got no response. We'll have to go back to them. I guess I don't see no hands raised, so that means I could do something different.
And what's that?
I'm going to play something that I know you're going to enjoy.
Okay.
Because we have, well, number one, I got the buttons. I can do it.
Okay.
We're going to take us a little pause for the cause with Great Is Your Mercy by Donnie McClurkin.
Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day. For faithful toward me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
towards me, Jesus. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy.
Got a freestyle for us.
pride. I have my traditional Mother's Day piece. This is called A Tribute to Single Mothers. My staple. This is my Mother's Day staple.
Okay, give me that title one more time, please.
A Tribute to Single Mothers.
All right. Mike is yours, King.
This poem is dedicated to all the great single mothers everywhere around the world. It is a very special tribute to you on Mother's Day from yours truly, Brother O, the Divine Miracle Professor of Poetry. I want to personally say the job you guys do is extraordinary, considering that you sometimes don't get any help from your children's fathers. I publicly give you a standing ovation and round of applause to all the single mothers for taking on the difficult challenges of raising your sons and daughters on your own without the presence of their fathers. To me, a real single mother is a very strong woman who teaches her children the right values and morals at home, such as the importance of having an education, showing respect for authority figures and themselves. Have a relationship with God and teach them to make the right choices and decisions. Applaud a single mother strives to be an independent woman without having to depend on a deadbeat father who does not want to step up to the plate and handle his business or take care of his responsibilities. And the other man who is broke, busted, and disgusted. Congratulate the single mother who's going to school and working hard to make a better life for herself and children. She makes sure that the children have what they need so they don't want for nothing. Your mother sets a good example for her kids to follow so that one day they can go on to achieve their dreams and make her proud. I give honor and respect to single mothers who pray and watch over their children daily because there's a lot of negative influences out here in this world, and this world we live in is dangerous. She protects them from all her harm and danger and watches who is constantly around them. A real mother does not have men coming in and out of her house like a revolving door. Not even predators will approach her children because she laid down a life for them. I have much love and respect for single mothers to put their children first before any man in material possessions. She understands that her children are the most precious gift that God could bless her with, and she realizes that they can be never replaced in any chance she gets. She can tell them how much she loves them. I know there's a constant struggle at times without the father around. I strongly encourage all the single mothers everywhere to keep on doing the great things that you are doing right now because all the sacrifices that you are making will pay off in the end. My dear sisters, tough times don't last always. Tough people always do. No matter how much the odds stack up against you. I wrote this poem to show you that I appreciate all the sacrifices that you make for your sons and daughters who don't have their father in their lives every day. And being the real backbone of our community till the brothers decide to stand up, to handle their business, man up, and become the providers and heads of their family just like God designed it according to divine plan. And yours truly, Brother O, the Little Miracle Professor of Poetry, sincerely wishes each and every one of you a happy Mother's Day. That's at peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for that. You know, it's I don't know, I'm kind of caught up on this. It's a beautiful thing what the single mothers are doing. You know, there was a show a while back that poised a question about whether a single mother could raise a male child. And there were some very powerful points made on both sides of that equation. But my question was, why should she have to? You know, there's something about the men where we've lost the gauntlet and where we've stepped out of the equation.
Right, exactly.
That man should be there raising, to co-raise their children together. But in the interim of all of that, the way that so many of these single mothers have stepped up to the challenge is admirable.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you for showing them that tribute tonight, Brother O. It's just a sad thing that we have to do that.
Exactly.
Fellas,
exactly.
If y'all listen, remember, I don't care if you and her get along, can hate each other's guts. It's not about you. About that child you brought into this world. Man up and become the king that you're supposed to be. Stand by your child. Raise your child. But Brother O, I really thank you for that piece. I think it was a brilliant piece. Appreciate that. Daniel, you have any comments for that?
It was. I was told a couple of times in my lifetime because I was a married woman. It was said to me that I probably would never have to work as hard as a single mother, but that isn't true. A mother's job, whether married or single, is still one of the most enduring jobs that you will ever have in this life, regardless, because we still got to get up with those babies in the middle of the night. We still have to spend time with them and teach them. We still got to be there for them. We still worry just as much. Now, I understood what they were saying as far as putting in that extra time because maybe the father might not be in the home, but there really isn't too much difference. It really isn't. And I truly, truly appreciate that piece you just did, Brother O, that, you know, it spoke volumes about what we as mothers have to deal with, period. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome, Sister Diane. Yeah, I appreciate the feedback.
Brother O, my brother, you know, as always, you are continually in my prayers. We just continue to thank God for what it is that he is about to do in your life. And
amen.
I always appreciate you for your steadfastness to this platform, man. You're always coming through. I mean, anyone in that faces the hurdles that you face every day and still can see fit to come through here and share the word of God and share positivity is a blessing to me. So I appreciate you for that, my brother. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anyway, my brother, I hope you're going to hang out with us. I'm going to open up this next mic, and then I'm going to take a short music break, and we're going to do a speed round. We're going to start at the top, and when you hear your mic open, just give us your name, title of your piece, go into that piece, and when you finish, you know, say end piece, that's that piece, or whatever you want to do, you let us know that you're finished, and we'll go on to the next one, and then we'll go from there. So we're going to send you to the praise lounge right now, Brother O. Bring on this next caller, but y'all can get ready with your next piece if you're going to participate with us on the speed round. God bless you, Brother O.
Same here. Thank you.
All right. Okay, moving right along, we are going to bring on, Electronicals work, and they just did. We're going to bring on Gina Storm. Happy Sunday, Gina.
Happy Sunday, Pastor Paul.
How are you? I'm so glad to hear your voice. We miss
you. I'm being blessed to be in church. I know. Oh, I have had so much going on. I'm very, very, very busy, April, but I think that May's going to slow down a little, so I won't be missing church as much.
What? All right, then. That means you got to.
Oh, I got to tell you something. For Mother's Day, my little grandchild of the famous three, Danielle, wrote two poems, one for her mom and one for me.
Oh my goodness.
I can get her to read them on air one day because she still only wants to say that's that piece. That's all she wants to say.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah,
Doc
says, you know, that's PG. You know her as June Storm. And Danny likes to say, that's that piece. And Julie, you know, she named herself Thunder Lightning, so she would freestyle right along with me, so.
Oh, yeah.
She ain't no joke.
Got a lot going on in my family, yeah.
That's key.
Yeah, so my best
that
piece, that's baby, key. Wrote two pieces, so we will see how this goes. Had already gotten
that's
some
awesome.
Poetry from my grandson.
Oh, wow.
He wrote a little poem
oh, yeah.
in a card. He likes to give me flowers from time to time for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he said,
that's
I'm the man in your life. That's my job. I'm going to cry, so we can't even talk about that. But he is the man in my life, and I'm happy that he knows at five that's his job.
Wow.
Hey,
oh,
Danya.
Yeah.
Danya.
I'm here. Sorry, I muted myself. I'm here.
Did your son look at you and tell you that that's his job, to be the man in your life?
I've heard, yeah. Both of them have said that to me when they were younger.
because when she said that, I remember saying that to my mom. So I was just wondering if that's just something that men, boy children do for their mama.
I think it is. I think it's a boy. I think it's a man child thing.
Because I never thought about it like that, but when she said that, that really didn't hit me. Click. Whoa! I used to tell my mom that. Okay, oh, that's awesome. Y'all have to forgive me. You know I'm special. All right, Gina, welcome back.
Glad to be back. Just so happy to be back, honestly.
I your ties are slipping because you have been missing so many services, so we don't have to pass the plate past you twice tonight.
I understand. You know, I made it in like right under the wire before the last song was played, and that was it. So I didn't get in.
Right.
And then I think the time before that, it was like closing prayer, and my background was noisy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but I'm here now.
I know that's right. So what you got for us now since you're here?
Well, I had an amazing week. I feel like this is a good year, even though it's not like, you know, people have still been sick, sure, but people always be sick, and people who died, but not massively like they did in the last 2 years. Like from 2000 up until the end of last year was really so bad that if I missed church, I felt like I would be able to hold on to myself to get through the week. So now that I'm a little stronger doesn't mean that I don't still need to be in the sanctuary, but I'm just grateful and thankful for all the times that helped me through when I didn't think I could do it on my own. I wrote this a little while ago so that I could spit it today, and I titled it Glow.
The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. Have you ever seen a woman glow? You know, like when people say that she's pregnant, she has to be because she's glowing from within. It was a real thing. I've seen it. And not just when a woman's pregnant, but if you see a woman who's being loved right, she will shine with an inner light. It can illuminate a starless night. And when she has good people who hold her down, friends who keep her from kissing the next clown, besties that she can count on, even an occasional ex who thinks that she's still the best. When she can be in a room full of peeps and their eyes meet, one looks in the direction and the other walks that way immediately. That's all a recipe for happiness. In my family, we call it speaking with our eyes. We do it all the time, and I'm never surprised when my daughter looks at something and I look at it, and we both know immediately what we're going to do later. We're going to chop it up, but not just right now. We don't have to, because I saw what she was thinking. She didn't have to say so. I have people in my life who are making it possible for me to glow. And I love this fact, and I wanted them all to know, because I feel like this was my due, to have a person in my life that I could count on, too. I'm always the lean on, the shoulder that you can cry on, the person that you call when you need somebody to pray for you and not pray on you. And here I am with good people who are loving me. You know, that guy like Paul, or this chick like Danielle, like my rider, my day one, my mommy, my mom Dukes, Even my mini-me, my daughter, she'll be here shortly, a former lover. We're not together anymore, but for the time that he was my husband, he became my friend. So we're still family, and he helps me grow from within. My current number one fan and the dude who's bucking to be my man, even though I'm not taking applications and I'm looking for another mister, I get that. But I appreciate the fact that he sees something in me that's probably just this glow. I want to be thankful, Ken, for all the people who have my back, and I don't have to wonder where they're at because it always shows. Like my sisters from another mister, or my new brothers who came along, the ones who fueled the good energy and this flow, helped my skin to clear up and my hair to be shiny and to grow. But more than any other gift, all of y'all invested in me constantly, and you're causing it. I didn't see it immediately, but now it can show. Thank you all for contributing to my glow. In peace.
Wow. I like that. I like a lot. My glow. Yeah. I like the way you kind of incorporated all that you go through as the reason for your glow. You know, the friends, the family, the experiences. And with God's grace,
you
come out glowing.
We all need people. And when I see a person, like when they're doing something bad, or they didn't think their next thought through, like they were walking in emotion and not in logic, or they were acting in the flesh and not in the spirit, you know, and they know they're making mistakes and they know they're falling short. I'm always wondering, where are these people at? You know what I mean? Y'all are my people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for my people. I'm thankful for my people. If my slip is hanging, tell me.
I know that's right.
Mean, say something to me. If I hurt your feelings, give me a chance to apologize. But everybody needs people. There has to be checks and balances in life. And when you have the balance that you need, all the parts of the whole come together. I said this today. I've been writing on what I call a gratitude word every day. I keep it in a jar. And every day on that date, I write what I was grateful for. Well, on this day, Mother's Day, 2022, I'm grateful for having been happy 7 days consecutively. I've been happy for an entire week.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. That's a blessing in and of itself.
Yes, it's added to my glow. I'm thankful for that. Thankful to y'all and this space and this opportunity and epiphany and inspiration factory. You know, this is church. I had to come back to the sanctuary. I needed the fellowship. Thank y'all. And I know Danielle knows, because now that she's a grandmother, that's a whole different kind of glow.
Oh, honey, you ain't never lied. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm a grandmother. You don't even know. It's a whole nother glow.
I'm in love. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes. You know, those little people, those are the best people in our lives, because there's no greater love. Like
those
I thought.
Love people, huh?
Yes, I thought I had was given all the love I knew how to give until I became Gigi. Once I became a grandma, that was it. It was game changing. It's over. And my grandson literally knows he has me wrapped around his finger. I mean, like, I'd be mad, but not for real.
I see that.
Like, look, my face may be mean, but I go in the bathroom and laugh. All I can say is that's my grandboy. That's my grandboy. So thank y'all
you
so much.
You can't help it. I understand.
Right.
I understand.
It's so great. It is so wonderful. I think the best part of being a mother on Mother's Day is when your children make you a grandmother. So I want to thank my daughter for the gift of her children to me. I feel like she had them for me. That was for me. That's my gift.
Well, Danielle, she answered the question that I had asked of all the other mothers just then, didn't she?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I answered the question without knowing it.
I was asking the other mothers, what was the best part of motherhood? But you answered it.
That's it.
You got your brain.
Absolutely. Those three. If I get any more, then, you know, praise God. But I can live with these three. This is working for me. I mean, and I tell my daughter to her face, if I could pick my own child, I'd still pick her. So it's not like she doesn't understand the love and appreciation I have for the being that she's become. But those people that she gave birth to, oh! I needed them. I did. I needed them. They make me a better person.
That's beautiful.
I know. Believe me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you made it to the sanctuary.
I'm glad I made it too, Paul. I'm going to boogie over to the Players Lounge. I know Brother O is over there. I don't know how long he got. He might need another nap. So I'm going to try to get at least, you know, one two steps in with him.
But listen, I'm going to play a short song. I'm going to play, well, a song. Then we're going to come through and do a speed round. So everybody get your piece ready when I open the mic.
I'll be ready for the speed round. No problem.
Sounds like a plan. When I open your mic, you know what to do.
Well, love one mic.
In the meantime, in between time, we're going to listen to a little Marvin Sapp. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. when I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it, I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
And that's the truth. I know for myself, I'd have never made it without. Never, ever.
You ain't by yourself.
All right, folks. We're going to rebound ourselves right on out the program. We're going to do the speed round as I open your mic. Give us your name, title of your piece, pitch a piece, and let us know when you're finished. Then after that, we'll have final comments. I'll pray us out. And I'll probably stick around and play a little bit of music after that to wind the show up. But we're going to start off with Danielle, a.k.a. La Prairie. Would you do us the honors?
I sure will. This is called Just Allow Him. For if a fool persists in his follies, he may become wise. In this journey, I didn't always have the relationship with Spirit that I have now. But I've experienced the goodness of God, and there is nothing more peaceful or beautiful or sweeter than to allow him in. So as long as I'm given another day, I know my crown is blessed. And I will always give thanks as I wake and give him all the glory. The true obedience, I've made my peace with life. Through obedience, I've made my peace with life. And I will continue to speak life into people and send out unlimited love and light because I need it to be so. Most importantly, above all, I remain open to love because I deserve it. And that is where Spirit resides. So I allow him in. In your heart is where you are judged. And if you allow him in, you will always find peace of mind and relief of your troubles with him. He says, let not your heart be troubled. So I lay my burdens down, releasing them to him. So it isn't. He helps me strive to reach my goals. He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. So for whatever you're dealing with, allow him in and just hold on. Because he promised. He's got you. And that's that peace.
Dwindling legacies. Divine inspiration. Something just hit my mind and it kind of scared me. And it reminded me that our strength, our source of history and lore, our legacies are rapidly dwindling. So many of our role models are elderly. Those that held and hold up our traditions, the source of our guiding and molding, our future leaders, the next generation of kings and queens, those who showed and those who still show us the right way, those like Edith Sampson, Margaret Alexander, Betty Gilbert, Johnny Mae Newman, the Maya Angelous, Desmond Tutus, and countless more, like the Albert Welch's and the Pork Chops and the Odell Darlingtons, the Charles Bennett's, the Colin Powell's and Michael Jackson's of the world. All of those who have given us ties to our past. Those who do and did their part to ensure we were never alone. A source of pleasure, tears, and sometimes pain, yet always there for you, unconditionally, over and over, inspiring and elevating and subliminally empowering us. Our grandparents, and the elderly woman who, and men who played portions in our lives. Those throughout the neighborhood who showed us how to get beat down and get back up and still strive. Sadly, our legacies are dwindling and moving on to the next phase of their eternal lives, leaving a void that may not be able to be filled, leaving us depleted of moral guidance. Our examples of how to do it right are leaving us to face our own individual nights, forcing us to face our own personal frights. And this, I fear, for the future of our race as we destroy our own very might. What the heck am I talking about? Our legacies have given us all we need. All we need to pass on what was given to us. The power to fall and get back up. The intelligence to know when to say no. The courage to step out in faith with all of that that's inside of you says it's time to give up and go. Yes, our legacies are dwindling. However, we have all we need to reverse what is. We have the option to emulate those virtues of old. The choice of whether our legacies will be of integrity and as a positive part of our seasons or no. The choice to live and leave positive memories and inspirations for those who are yet to come. We, who have led a blessed life, are responsible for doing our part to see others saved. For all others, we must live the example of how to behave. Our fears, we have appeared to be brave. We must appear to be brave. Despite fear, we refuse to be spiritually enslaved. We need to look no further for the next wave of legacies. They walk within and around each and every day. Those dwindling legacies through each of us are here to stay. They gave us all we need to forge our way. Praise God for those legacies, and with that, I have nothing more to say. except be of good courage. Remember, a legacy was born on your birthday. And peace.
My journey into motherhood was a struggle at best. I just didn't expect that it was even going to be a reality for me, to be honest with you. So, all I could think was I would never have the experience that other women had to have life grow inside of them. I would feel incomplete if motherhood hadn't been for me. So, I cried silently. I saw many looks of pity. My struggle, including 4 pregnancies with 5 children, only to have 1 live birth, that gestation 27 weeks. I was frightened, panicked, weak. One afternoon after prenatal check, my water broke prematurely. I wasn't ready. I still had all my baby things on layaway. My go bag wasn't packed, really. I still had 3 more months to go. But on that very day, I knew eventually, even though the flow was light, I was going to have to give birth to a child, maybe not that night, 2 days later, the one and only one that I would give birth to, who weighed less than a bag of sugar, with a length no bigger than the fingertip to the palm. The doctors who were practicing medicine were wrong. Her soft cries were a love song. I cried gazing at her tiny red face. Her eyes were blue as the winter sky outside of the shy where we reside. The reason for my every heartbeat, a love that nobody could win if against her they had to compete, because becoming her mom made me complete. In peace.
All that we have is our hands raised. So with that, Gina, do you have any final comments for our callers? Oh, did I say Gina? Danielle, I'm sorry.
Just treat me like a redheaded stepchild with freckles and 2-leg shoes with no laces. It's all right.
Happy Mother's Day.
Right.
I love you.
I love you too, Paul. Yes, I would like to thank the callers and for the beautiful poetry and coming through with the support and the praise and the transparency, which I know is not always easy to give to us. But thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Paul, for allowing me to ride side saddle with you. Shotgun. There you go. Shotgun. Not side saddle. Shotgun.
But, Danielle, you also got to let us know what you got going on in the Tiffany world.
Me? Okay. Well, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, a.k.a. The Meadows. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with that awesome mountain man, Stan the Man Phillips. And that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am in the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now the topic is up in the air, but I'm sure whatever we come up with, you guys are going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, Pastor.
For those of you that don't know, it's Jesus that you hear us talking about on the program. And if you'd like to know a little bit more, feel free to hit me up on Facebook and Messenger, Instagram. I'm sure that my partner, Praise Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, is willing to be there for you as well. Danielle, I'm sure, would lead you to the light. Just reach out. We're all here to help you with any questions. And if we don't know the answers, we can work together to find the answers, you know. None of us claim to know it all. But we know enough to help someone go in the right direction. I want to thank everybody as well for taking time out of Mother's Day to come share the airwaves with us, to share a little bit of your mother with us. You know, that It's a humbling experience to share family, because when you share your family, you know, you've reached a certain closeness with a person. Because not everybody gets to meet family, and family is held in high esteem. So I appreciate all you guys for coming through tonight with that. And with that, we're going to pray the program closed and go into a little short music phase. So if you would all just join me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful night of praising you, of praising your gift of motherhood to us. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to feel your presence this evening, for thwarting any attempts of the enemy to disrupt the proceedings this evening, for just being who you are. Father God, I ask that you would place your hedge of protection, your loving arms, to give that peace that defies understanding to Van and his family, Father God, as they go through their circumstances. Touch them, Lord. Uphold them. Let them know that you are with them through it all. Father God, for any of the callers that are going through their own personal crises, touch them, Lord. Meet them where they are. Help them, guide them, and love them as you always do. Father God, we thank you for all that it is that you're doing in our lives, that you have done and that you will continue to do in our lives. We just pray for the discernment to recognize your hand and your touch within these things. So until we meet again here at this forum, Father God, I pray your blessings upon all the callers, that you would be with them through their week, that you would touch them, that you would hold them, that you would give them what they need, Lord, that we can meet back here next Sunday with a testimony on our lips as to the greatness of your glory. We love you and we thank you. And we praise your mighty and precious name, Lord. And it's in the name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
What's the problem?
No.
Work it. Yeah. Anytime. Situation. He. Work it. Yeah. I don't have no doubt. Work it. 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 Yeah. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Yeah. When spring comes fall, trouble keep coming out nowhere. Doesn't have respect at all. Somebody gonna do it somewhere. Wonder what you're gonna do. Wonder if you're gonna make it. Wonder how long it'll take and when you ever get through. Can't see the light of day nowhere. The enemy trying to make you feel like pain on me. But you know like I know that trouble will never last. Yeah. So hold your head up high. God is on your side. And he loves you. And he cares. He's so faithful. Doesn't matter. What's the problem? Come on. Work it. Look. Any type of situation. He. Work it. Yeah. Tell me he got all. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Come on, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it. Yeah, seem like everybody else doing so much better than you. They got it all together, and you just trying to get through you. Don't say no, but don't. Not laughing, this is not a joke. 'Cause I'm telling you, God don't come through. Something soon it might just come up.
Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it.